Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little mouse named Miss Mouse. Everyone admired her grace and charm, especially her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Mouse. "Our daughter is lovelier than every other mouse in the world. We need to find her the strongest suitor in the universe to keep her safe from harm." And so, Mr. and Mrs. Mouse began their search. "The sun is surely the strongest in the universe," the proud parents said to themselves. So they paid a visit to the sun and asked if he wanted to marry the lovely lady mouse. Of course, the sun was bright and radiant with joy when he heard he might marry beautiful Miss Mouse.
"Sun, I'm quite sure there is no one stronger than you in the entire universe," Mr. Mouse declared.
"Actually, I think there is," the sun unhappily admitted. "The rain is far stronger than I am. Whenever it rains, I disappear from the sky. Besides that, I'm terribly afraid of him." Mr. and Mrs. Mouse sighed.
"Too bad. We shall visit the rain and ask him to marry our lovely daughter."
Mr. and Mrs. Mouse scampered off to visit the rain.
"Dearest rain," said Mrs. Mouse proudly, "we have heard that you are stronger than the sun. If you are sure that there is no one in the universe who is stronger than you, then we would like for you to marry our daughter, the most beautiful of all creatures."
"I would be delighted to take Miss Mouse as my wife," the rain said glumly. "But what is true is true. The wind has power over me, and with one powerful blow, he could drive me away."
Mr. and Mrs. Mouse set off straight away to see the wind. They asked him if he was the strongest in the universe. But even the powerful wind admitted there was someone even stronger.
"Can you see the fence over there?" he pointed. "Well, I've been trying to blow him down for a long time, but he must be much stronger than me because I cannot knock him down."
Mr. and Mrs. Mouse rushed over to the fence.
"Dear fence, we hear that you are stronger than the wind, the rain, and even the sun. If you are the strongest in the entire universe, then you may marry our beautiful Miss Mouse."
"Oh, I'd be happy to marry your lovely daughter," said the fence shyly.
"But the truth is that the buffalo is much stronger than I am. In the mornings, he comes this way and pokes me with his horns. So you see, the buffalo is much stronger than me."
Mr. and Mrs. Mouse raced off to see the buffalo.
"Tell us, buffalo, are you the strongest in the universe?"
The buffalo sadly shook his head.
"No, I'm not the strongest in the universe. The rope is much stronger than I am. If he's around my neck, I can only go where he pulls me, whether I like it or not."
"Too bad. Then we shall visit the rope. Hopefully he is the strongest in the entire universe."
Mr. and Mrs. Mouse hurried along to see the rope, who was lying wound up in the corner of the kitchen, taking a nap.
"Good morning, rope. Wake up," cried Mr. Mouse. "I hear that you are stronger than the buffalo. The buffalo is stronger than the wind. The wind is stronger than the rain. And the rain is stronger than the sun. Well, if you are the strongest of all, you may marry our beautiful Miss Mouse."
The rope stretched.
"Oh, I am not the strongest. In the other corner of the kitchen, there is a mouse hole where the famous Master Mouse lives. He comes out in the middle of the night and chews at me. If it goes on for much longer, I will fray and become useless. So, indeed, Master Mouse is much stronger than me."
"Excellent," Mr. and Mrs. Mouse exclaimed with joy. "Our search is finally over. There is not a better partner in the entire universe for our daughter than Master Mouse."
Miss Mouse and Master Mouse then had the biggest mouse wedding that mice had ever seen, and they all lived happily ever after.